All right, everybody. Today was fun, right? Everyone has their bags with their candy. And remember, when you get home, you give it right to mom and dad. So they can go through it, they can check it, they can tell you how much you can have. Because I know all you guys are going to get lots tonight. Have fun trick-or-treating and stay safe. What do I say? Bring a buddy. Good job, guys. Have a nice day. Maggie, Derek, can you guys stay? Yes. Miss Smith has a special prize for the both of you for getting first place in the costume contest. All right. Come on. Now, I think before I give you your prize, maybe we could play a little bit. Does that sound like fun? Yeah. I think I want to have a sword fight with you. But I have to tie you up first. You're a big, strong boy, which means you have the advantage over me and Maggie. Now, I'm going to tie you up, but I'm going to leave your arms out. No, you're so silly. All boys have swords. Yeah, it's that little peepee in your pants. Yeah. Oh, and what a cute little peepee it is. So nice and bare and hairless. I just love the look of fifth grade cock. Maggie, do you have any hair down there? You don't? No way. I gotta see this. Pull your pants down, Maggie. Oh, see? You don't have any hair at all. Your little cunny is as pretty and as cute as Derek's little pee-pee. Do you think it'll be pink on the inside too, Derek? I want to see if it's pink on the inside too. Now take your hands, softly put them on the sides of your privates. Now spread it open. Oh, see that pretty pink pussy is very nice. You are really pink in there, sweetheart. Oh, no. Keep it open. Now, Derek, I want you to take your hand and slowly touch that little bean-looking thing in Maggie's cunny. Yep. Really lightly. Go over it really lightly. Yeah. Now kind of tickle it a little bit. Yeah, she's starting to like that. Now, Derek, while you're playing with Maggie's cunning, why don't you look down here too? Do you like grown-up blonde women? Do you like grown-up blonde pussy? No. You keep doing what I told you to do with her cunny. Then why don't you try to do the same thing with mine? Yep, very light. See, my pussy spreads really wide like this. See, I'm really pink too. Now I want you to put all of what I taught you to work on both pussies. But I'm gonna play with your sword. It's only fair. Now, Maggie, I want you to take your fingers. Watch me. Yeah. Very lightly. Don't pull too hard. Take your fingers. Go up and down on his pee-pee. Good job. You're such a good learner. Look how hard it's getting. Oh no, little boys always get hard when you play with their cock. Their pee-pee. Now what I want you to do now, Maggie, is just lean your head forward. Yep. I want you to put his pee-pee in your mouth. Yep, like a lollipop. Good girl. Yep, and just go up and down it like a lollipop, okay? Like a baby bottle pop. Good job. Your little hairless pee-pee is getting so hard with Maggie's cute little 10-year-old mouth. Sucking you. Oh. If you're making all these noises now, she must be really good. I'm sure she'll just get better. She sucks cock this good when she's 10. Now, Derek, have you ever had any pussy before? Has anyone ever gotten your cock wet? Now, Maggie, take it out of your mouth. Grab it. Yep. I moved this close. Yep. Should be easier. Now grab it and run it up and down. Run it up and down my little bean. Yep, my pink little bean. Oh, feeling this hard little prick on me. Makes me feel so good. As good as you felt when Maggie had her tiny little mouth around your pee-pee. Oh no, Maggie, don't go into my hole, baby. No, oh. Oh, I know it makes me feel good, but not yet. Oh, be a good girl. Just up and down on my pink little bean. Yeah. Derek, does it feel good being rubbed up against grown-up cunt? Yeah. Okay, Derek. All right. Okay, push. Yeah, Maggie, come here. Put that cute little cunny on my mouth. Yep, sit. No, you're not gonna hurt me. No, you're okay. Here, I'll hold your arms. Yep, I got you. Yep. Now I'm gonna lick your cunny. Be a good girl, don't move too much. Derek, you're getting bigger. Your little prick is getting bigger. Does that mean your little dick's close to exploding? Oh, I bet it is. Cause you're about to make Miss Smith come. Yep. You like watching me eat Maggie's puss, huh? Her tiny little Connie. I'm squeezing so hard down on this prick. Oh, this fifth grade cock. I'm squeezing down. Oh, you let go. I can feel you shooting your hot kitty cum deep inside of my grown-up cunt. Oh god, your 10-year-old cum is burning inside of me. Oh, you're fucking filling me up with your little kid juice, your 5-year-old fucking cum. All this right, Maggie, let it go. It's okay. Oh, it's okay, Maggie. Oh, this juice for me, little Connie. It tastes so good. You taste so sweet. I have your juice on my lips. And Derek's come inside of Miss Smith. Yes, inside of me. Kiss me. Like you see in the movies, Derek. It's okay. That's called a French kiss when you use your tongue. No, it's okay. It's okay. I know I'm a grown-up, but I'm a special grown-up. I'm your teacher. That means we can do all kinds of things and nobody else has to know. No, it's just between us. And I know how good you guys are at keeping secrets. You know how to keep a secret, right? You just put it in your pocket and then you gotta lock it and don't tell anybody what you got. That's right. Good job. Can you taste Maggie on my lips? Yeah, she's sweet. Now, shh. Pocket, lock it. Don't tell, don't tell. Good job, guys. High five. All right. Now, I want you, Derek, to go home and take a shower because you smell like Maggie's gummy and my grown-up pussy. Okay? Okay. Bye, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Good job today. Have a good night. Bye.